from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Alec Medford in on the show today. No famous Mike Bassick. He is at home with a migraine. And you guys were kind of describing it. If anyone wants to hit us up on the YouTube, the Twitch, or text in Frankel and Frankel, 877-881-1053. What are some of the biggest differences between a migraine and just your run-of-the-mill headache? Because I don't know if I've had a migraine before, which I guess means I probably haven't.
This one could be considered a migraine, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because
like his name's Mike, Alec.
I understand.
See how that works?
Oh, I get it now. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, I saw it on your face for a second, and you were like, oh, I don't know. Face. I'm kind of skeptical about this Corey joke here. The migraine, Kevin, my understanding is it is full head kind of pain.
Okay.
It's right behind the eyes. It goes from there's some tension that goes in the
like
back
in
of the neck. Yeah.
Ooh.
Goes all the way over the top. It's just, and if you're sensitive to light, you see,
yes,
you get light. It's like, oh, that makes it the worst. Moving sometimes you're just like, you don't want to, you're
so
laying
it's very
there.
Debilitating.
Yes.
It sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No. And it's, I think I've had like a couple in my life. My mom had some back in the day. I understood. I just felt bad for her, you know? So, good luck to Mike. Text him or tweet him or whatever, you know, send some messages of love.
Yeah.
That way his phone keeps shining brightly in his face.
Or
and then he has to deal with that.
Send him stuff about cards. He'll be interested in that.
What kind of cards?
Send him your old
birthday cards,
and ask him your trading cards and ask him if they're worth anything. He really, he really enjoys that.
There you go.
Here's something you're not going to enjoy though. We can't avoid it. Let's play cut number one. I'm sorry.
2-0 pitch. Alvarez swings. That one is rocketed up the alley to right center field. That one is back and out of here. Langford raced after it, but he couldn't even gain enough ground with how hard that ball was hit. 117 miles an hour off the bat, and the Astros lead 2-0.
The Rangers lose 6-4. So outside of, you know, we talked with Bochy yesterday. He was like, look, every game takes on a greater sense of importance now. And they're at the Rangers at the White House today getting to meet with President Biden, which regardless of your political affiliation, I've always thought would be super cool to meet a sitting president. But the Rangers lose to the Astros 6-4. So they lose ground, but they also lose the season series, which means you have to have a better record than the Astros as opposed to, you know, what we saw last year. If they tied, the Astros had the better record and you could win on the tiebreak. The Rangers don't get that. They don't win the silver boot. It just feels like a crushing loss.
All right. So this is the point, Kevin, where yes, it is a crushing loss. And you got to feel like in that clubhouse, guys are starting to doubt themselves even more too.
Yeah.
And you also have to feel that there's part of this judgment that now Chris Young definitely has to go through. And that judgment is which guys are going to continue trying to battle for this and which guys are going to give up.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see some give up on some guys. I think losing to Houston is one of those things where you're just like, we're just not good enough. And there's nothing really that can change this for us. Like Jacob DeGrom would have to walk back out tomorrow and be like, guys, I'm back and I'm pitching no hitters every time. Nice. And then everybody goes, oh, we might be able to score a run for him.
Right.
And so like that could be a thing that maybe could give them that kind of injection. But right now they all have to be in that mindset. They're probably in that mindset of, I just don't know what more we can do. And Kevin, for me as a fan, and you know, I'm a lifelong Rangers fan.
Me too.
You and I, and Alec is too. Lifelong Rangers fans that saw the worst of the Rangers multiple times.
Yeah.
And have also gotten to see the greatest of the Rangers. And what I miss right now from last year is being the team that can say, hey, oh, they just scored a run to tie us. Let's add another run to go back up.
Yeah.
That's not this team this year. This team this year is we're behind. And we can't figure out how to get another run across the board right now. And that's what I miss being the team last year, that you were just always confident that they were going to provide a base hit, a double, something that drove in or put you in position to add another run of insurance. And that was probably what was going to happen, is you broke through that relief pitcher, and now you're adding three runs. And that's what I miss about this team the most, because that was fun. Yesterday's game wasn't fun for me because you're sitting there behind this whole time, and every time you got there, they were the team that was like, yeah, we got you. We're going to add another run of insurance here.
You know, Marcus Semien kind of said something about that. Now, this encompasses a lot, but after the game, he said, it's been frustrating, I know that. And then he hits on what has really been a giant issue. Look, if you want to argue that the offense has been a giant issue all season, clearly it's hard to argue against that. But this specifically is what I was fascinated by. I wish we could get out to a big lead for our pitchers and let them settle in. Seems like the opposite is always happening. They had a lot of traffic on bases. They ran the bases well. They put the ball in play. They did what we needed to do, and we just didn't have it early in the game. That's been the case for the last several games. In this Houston series, in the first five innings, they scored one run total in all three of the games. So you're talking about the first 15 innings of baseball. I realize not really, but like the first five innings of all three games, 15 innings of baseball, you scored one run.
Yeah.
If you're a pitcher, that means
you're stressed.
Exactly. You have no situation that's not at least moderately stressful, right? And you never have easy situations because at best you're one run ahead.
Yeah.
But more likely, you're either tied or behind, knowing that your offense is going to struggle.
And a lot of people out there might be like, well, I mean, shouldn't a pitcher always be thinking with the mindset of, I got to get this batter out? And that's I think philosophies change when you have a two-run lead, a three-run lead, a six-run lead. And Kevin, we've seen this over time. You can attack the strike zone differently.
Exactly.
You can go at people. You're like, you know what? I don't have to fiddle fart around with keeping it right off the plate. I can just go at the strike zone right now, and these guys can hit it, and I can feel comfortable. If I give up a run, I still have the lead to work with. It's more stressful whenever you're having to do too much more on it. And so, like, yes, the idea is let's get this batter out right now. But man, if you don't have a situation where, you know what, I can just pass on Alvarez and I can go attack the next batter, then that really does mess up things as you're going along because your team can't score runs for you.
It is, you're right. It's human nature that how do you pitch when you're up 8-0 versus it's 2-2?
Yeah.
Like, I understand.
You got all the confidence in the world when you're up 8-0.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, I wonder if I can get him on this. As opposed to if it's 2-2, you're probably not trying stuff out. Right? You're probably like, okay, this is going to be my only option. And from the 940, we talked about this yesterday with Jarrett because I think it's a little bit more complicated than this, but this is a good start from the 940. It's all plate discipline. Everybody chases and doesn't take their walks to keep the train rolling like they did last year. I think that's part of it. But the other thing is, and this is going to sound like a hard dynamic, I think they're too aggressive and too passive. Which I know seems weird, but it depends on where you are in the count. Because I would make an argument outside of, obviously, Corey Seager's like, the hell with, I don't care what the count is. If I see a pitch that I like, I'm going to swing at it. But you have several Rangers players that kind of the book on them this year is they're going to take that first pitch. Which is why the Rangers have found themselves in an 0-1 count I think like the eighth most time in baseball. Last year, it was the second least.
Really?
Think about how big of a difference that first pitch makes, clearly for a variety of reasons. So the Rangers' production is way lower when they're 0-1 in the count as opposed to 1-0. And I think one of the reasons for that is I'm not disputing the chase or anything like that. I'm not disputing that at all. But I also think that there are times when they just sit back and wait on the first pitch and pitchers know, all right, I'm going to throw my guaranteed strike, which if you were going after it would probably be a pitch you could crush.
And now here's the deal, Kevin. If that's part of your strategy to go on a run later, like if the book is these guys look at the first pitch every time.
Yep.
No matter what. And then the last 4 weeks of the season, you decide, you know what? We're hitting the first pitch no matter what.
Sure.
That could definitely, it's going to screw up the books on you. You know, like if that's the strategy. But because the Rangers have been so poor at hitting in general all season, not just behind,
yeah,
all season long, then that's where that becomes a, it's not a strategy. It's just, it's something that's not a benefit to you right now.
I was going
to
say, if that's their strategy, we needed to tell Boach yesterday, hey,
stop it.
You've rope-a-doped him enough.
Yeah,
it's time to counterpunch. Like, let's get back in there.
That being said, though, have we ever managed a World Series for the Rangers?
No.
So if that was the strategy, wouldn't we just say, just trust Boach? Oh, wow. Look at Alec. I like it.
I forgot he was on the coaching staff.
Like, if that's the case, if Boach was, I would just trust Boach. And I just, I got to trust him right now. But, you know, he's feeling the struggle too, man. You can hear it. You can hear it in him.
You heard it yesterday, right?
Yeah. His happiest moment was that Cronut yesterday. That was the happiest he's ever been.
It would be mine too.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Yeah, Cronuts are fantastic. Yeah. So that's where he was. What's that?
You don't ever bring him for Alec?
No.
Are you here tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow's Friday, right?
That is correct.
I've never had one in my life. I need to experience this.
I'll swing through and get more Cronuts if they have them.
Man, I'm going to have to give you some money.
Here's the thing. I didn't ask Mike yesterday because I was only able to get four. Do you think he snagged one on the way down to take those to Boach yesterday?
Absolutely.
And they disagree. Only got three?
Disagree.
Ooh, I never asked
him. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
All right? Because, by the way, and a lot of good information about migraines, I also didn't realize that for some people, migraines are very divisive. But then again, what the hell is it in today's society? There are a lot of people who have very heated anti-migraine arguments. But I saw people talking about nausea. It hurts heartburn. To even move your eyes.
This is true.
Which, that is horrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand why somebody would need a day off. But for the Cronuts, Corey, you did not see the heartbreak when he took the Cronuts out of your backpack. Because he wanted to present this like he was a professional chef.
He wanted to plate them, you know?
Yes, and he took them out of the bag. He was so sad. He goes, oh, they got kind of squished in Corey's bag. And like you could tell he was sad. I don't know if he thought they were going to come out in this box with like fondant on the outside for some reason. And I was like, man, that's the fanciest ass box I've ever seen with the Cronuts inside. But you could tell he was a little sad that that is what he was presenting.
All right, so... So he probably didn't eat
them. I understand why you would say that. I don't think he did, but because he wanted to impress them so much, he's like, oh, there's only four. I better not eat one.
He said he was going to pay me back. I got to go check my Venmo and see if that happened or not.
Is that something you have to do right now? Well,
they're not cheap. I'll put it to you that way. That is the one thing I haven't discussed with him yet is, no, he hasn't paid me.
Okay.
Wow.
I feel like we can figure that out later. This.
Oh, hold on. Did he?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. No, he didn't. But that, like, that was the one thing we keep talking about, how Big Donut's in trouble, right?
Yes.
Well, Kevin, I think these things are like $2.75 a piece.
Okay.
And like a regular donut's like 75 cents.
Oh man.
So like the markup on it obviously is there. So that might be the thing that holds regular donut up still. Okay. It's just the value. It's like going to get something off the dollar menu, and then they're like, that doesn't exist anymore. And you're like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, it's a $6 burger now. And you're like, wait, how did this happen? And then Jack in the Box is like, yeah, tacos are $1.14. And you're like, what's that? When did taxes do this to us?
I still think it's nice that you said the donut is 75 cents. I feel like most places they're like, nah, nah, nah. Even your basic donut now is $1.09.
Oh,
like, we know that we've got you, and these are the prices that we charge.
So that is the one thing I do have to be aware of. But for Alec, I got you, big dog.
Let's go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a segment name that I don't know if Corey approves of, but it is our brand new Olympic segment, The Empire Spikes Back. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're off the screen. Young, tennis shoot. Driving out of Mukamara. Young, up and under, puts it through.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. It is time for our brand new Olympic segment, The Empire Spikes Back. Now, I felt like we had done a lot in the track space, wanted to move to volleyball. Corey, are you not a fan of this? And I need to come up with at least two more.
Well, Empire is easily the third Star Wars movie in the rankings of Star Wars movies behind Episode One.
Shut your effing
mouth. Anything else with Jar Jar Binks. So,
oh my God.
The fact that you place it this far back in the list of nicknames for the show or for the segment, I mean, makes a lot of sense. We already knew what was going to happen, Kevin.
Hey, I showed up to work today. Don't take this out on me. All right. I'm here.
You know what? You know what? You're right, Kevin. Kevin, I think it's a wonderful name okay. for a Star Wars thing.
Okay.
And also the Olympics, which are basically Earth Star Wars.
What?
Fully agree.
Thank you, Alec. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think about it, man. Star Wars is what? All the planets fighting.
Mm.
Earth Star Wars is the Olympics, where all the countries fight. So it's kind of the same thing.
Okay. Okay. So give me your feedback if you like this one. If you like it as much as Baby Got Track. I feel like that was a big hit yesterday. But let's start with volleyball. The reigning Olympic champion, United States women's volleyball team, they won Tuesday night against Poland, which means right now they are playing against Brazil. Now, spoiler alert, leave your radio or app on. Maybe just turn it down for just 1 second if you don't want to hear it. It is 1-1 between the United States and Brazil. It is a rematch of the final from the Tokyo Games, which America obviously won. It is the third set. 1-1, America is about to win the third set. They are up 24-15 in this best of five scenario. So they're about to close it out. Or excuse me, they're about to take the advantage. Got it.
Good for them, man.
You're not as excited as I would have hoped.
Well, I kind of want more dominance here, you know?
Okay.
Like the U.S. team is going to be, the U.S. men's basketball team is going to beat everybody by like 60, right?
I mean, and I hope so.
Here we are in volleyball, just barely skimp it by at like 24 to 15, you know?
That's a pretty dominant set.
Mm-hmm.
25 to 15 is a pretty dominant set. Man, that's tough. From the 254, sure, Kevin showed up today, but it feels like he's mailing it in with the segment name.
For the record,
this is like the ninth Olympic segment name I've come up with.
From the 214, I heard that from outside my tractor. Corey just blew my mind. The Olympics are Earth Star Wars.
Except and then the five, whoever wins volleyball doesn't get to take over your country.
You don't know that.
And then from,
hold on, what happened with Russia, Kevin?
Are you?
We finally beat Russia in hockey, and what happens? They tear the wall down.
We did end communism that decade. I thought you were saying Russia maybe beat the Ukraine in some Olympic sport.
There was a time, Kevin, when dominance in the Olympics was pretty much signifying that you were a dominant power in the world.
I'm not going to lie. There are other historical examples of that. Like when Jesse Owens essentially gave Hitler the finger back in 1936. You make a good point.
Who are the two top?
I'm going to have to think this over some more.
Who are the two top countries in not only gold, but medal count right now? The two dominant powers in the on planet Earth.
United States and China.
We're at 95. Look. They're at 69.
Okay. I concede. Cool. I'm going to have to think this over some.
I put a lot of thought into this, and you were just crapping all over it.
Unlike my Olympic from segment
the,
names.
From the 561. Con! Referring to Star Wars, obviously. All right, Kevin, let's talk real sports.
Oh, my God. That is Star Trek. Just
for the record. I know what you're talking about.
All right, let's talk about beach volleyball, though. It's not going well in beach volleyball. United States lost in the quarterfinals, which means this will be the first time that America has been shut out in beach volleyball from the medals since the Olympic program started in 1996.
Wow.
So, no medals in beach volleyball. That feels like something that we should excel at. We got a lot of beaches, a lot of volleyball.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to fix this, Corey?
Find new players. The ones we sent weren't good enough. And we're going to have to raise the competitive level of these Olympic athletes, because I guess we're going to have to get younger. Is that what we do? We just go younger, find more young talent, and see if they can take it to the next level. Because anybody who's old, they've reached their peak, right? They can't do any more after that. What the sports tell us.
Okay. Is that the end of that?
I don't have a solution to men's beach volleyball, Kevin. Get out there and
or women's
practice harder.
Okay. We need
or
to
women's.
Fix it up on the women's beach volleyball.
Bring Missy Mae Trainer back. Where's Carrie Walsh? Yeah,
that's a great question. Now, something we are excelling in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have thought about that for a time, though, like a real thing. And this goes to NFL football and all sorts of stuff, too. Like, it does seem like we can replenish athletes professionally pretty quickly a lot of times. But whenever you have a stint where you have a Michael Phelps who is just so dominant for so many years, he's dominated at a young age. Mike was discussing this yesterday. Dominated at a young age, dominant in their prime, and then even at the end of their prime, still dominating. It's kind of a luxury that we've had and a country can have is you're taken care of there. What do you do as that's going along? Maybe you have a competitor that's just good enough to win gold, but not breaking world records. And then maybe that competitor retires and is done. And then you're like, oh, we don't have anybody to replace that person. We weren't even thinking about training somebody else for that next level. I'm always kind of curious how that works.
Okay, it feels like we're doing a better job setting it up in wrestling and weightlifting.
There we go.
For example, Jordan De La Cruz, she finished fifth in the Olympic weightlifting competition, which she said was bittersweet. However, she's not that far removed from being a cheerleader at Wiley East. And that is just a fascinating trajectory for me to go from cheerleader to Olympic weightlifter. And so I know she was kind of disappointed, but fifth of the Olympics, that's an improvement from the Tokyo Games. We'll see what happens from there. No improvement needed from Quincy Hall. Let's go to cut number five in the 400-meter men's race.
It's
Now, to put this in perspective, since you're listening to it and maybe you didn't get a chance to see it, with 50 meters to go, Quincy Hall was still behind former Olympic champion Karani James.
Okay.
With 40, no, not the one who got drafted by the Lakers. With 40 meters to go, he ran down Jareem Richards. And that still left Matthew Hudson-Smith of Great Britain, the pre-race favorite, in front of him. And then Quincy Hall outran him as well. And then afterwards, he had an amazing quote. He said, "You can't outrun a dog. A dog is going to chase you forever."
It's valid.
In this scenario, he would be the dog that won the gold medal.
I mean, if you understand this, you've climbed in the tree after that German Shepherd's come after you. I have. That German Shepherd waited on me, dude.
Okay.
He chased me forever that day.
Okay.
Eric Metcalf used to run for the Browns. He's a kick returner, and they were like, "Dude, like, what are you thinking when you're running?" And he's like, "I'm thinking that dogs are chasing me because when I was a kid, I had to walk home.
Okay.
And the dogs would literally chase me through the alleys. So when I'm running from football players, I'm just imagining running from dogs." I like that. The mindset of a dog is just keep going, never quit. That last few steps when you're going to just kind of give up, I'm not. I love it.
And it did get him the gold medal. Would you like to go to steeplechase? Pole vault?
The steeplechase is still fascinating to me.
Well, let's talk about the steeplechase, particularly somebody who lost, but then they won. Alice Fino, she broke the European steeplechase record and finished fourth, which has got to be disappointing, right? Like, you broke the European record and they're like, "Good for you, fourth place." But then she ran up to the stands where her boyfriend was and she proposed to him using an Olympic pin. Now, she didn't have a ring ready to go because that feels like that would be reckless to go through the race with like a ring in your pocket or what.
Too much weight. Yeah,
I don't know. But she used an Olympic pin to propose to her boyfriend and he said yes and they hugged and it was delightful. Question.
You would have said no.
That is true. Mm. How would you feel if a woman proposed to you? And would her Olympic outcome have any difference on your answer?
Do I love her?
I assume.
Or am I questioning?
I hope that you love her.
I mean, if I love her, I'm going like, "All right, let's go ahead and do this thing."
Okay.
Look, man, I've told Adrian many times. I would have stayed with her without being married. For tax purposes, it makes sense, right? But, you know, I could be with her forever. She wanted to get married. I said, "Let's do this thing then."
Okay.
So, yeah, if you love somebody, you can go ahead and do that thing.
Alec?
My thing is, if I was questioning, I'm not after that. I'm in love after that.
Okay.
Because of the fourth place finish?
Yeah.
No medal.
You got the cameras on you. You broke the record and everything. True. Cool. Like, I'll take it, medal or not. But if you're going to do that on the national stage, you know, and you're already probably more impressive and more accomplished and decorated than I am at that point, if you're running in the Olympics.
That guy does not look like an Olympian.
Exactly. So, you know, if I'm sitting there front row, I have no choice but to say yes.
So you are...
But does it sound like he wants to say yes? You just said, "I have no choice but to say yes." Makes it feel like a threat.
Mm.
I like where he's going with this. I like where he's going with this, though.
It is a lovely moment.
It's a big show, you know?
Yeah.
What's that? What's it called? A show of emotion?
Did you want to say force?
Show of vulnerability.
Okay.
It's a big moment. It's like John Cusack holding the radio over his head.
That's right.
The entire time it's raining and everything. You got to do something special, man. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was in one scene. It's like whenever she's getting on an airplane and she's leaving the country. Mm-hmm. What do? You go right through TSA. They can't stop you. It's for love.
No, they definitely can't. There is no TSA exemption for love.
I think that people understand love, though.
I think if you try that in an airport, it will go poorly for you.
Well.
Oh, sure, I don't have my ID or a boarding pass, but that's the person I love. I don't think they're going to be like, "Come on in."
What if you kick off your shoes before you jump over the thing? Then they're like, he took his shoes off.
People are going to chase
you. He probably doesn't have anything
in
his pocket.
Empty the pockets.
Yeah.
Take the Apple Watch off. You're good.
It's just chapstick. It's okay. And then throw it. And then I'm running to go find my love.
Look.
And then everybody in the line, we've seen lines before. She's at the front of the line getting onto the terminal. And you just run up and everybody's like, "Oh, it's okay. He's in love." Nobody's stopping you. Do it today, everybody.
No, don't. You will get stopped.
Okay.
By the TSA. Let me
see what flight we got at about 2:45.
Okay.
Alex is gonna go find some random.
Where's Love? I don't even know this person.
Corey, you're getting booked for a wedding by the end of the year, bud.
I'm going to that wedding too.
The United States men's water polo team advanced to their first Olympic semifinal since 2008. They beat Australia 11-10. Hell yeah! Drama in the pool. Now let's go to the Olympic pole vault. And yes, for people asking, I did tell Jess that if she asked me to marry her, I would say no.
Me 817, no, Corey. When she gets on the plane, you go to the bar and say, thank God, women. Am I right?
It's like Mike is still here.
Good point.
So,
back.
At the end of the pole vaulting world championships last August, Katie Moon and Nina Kennedy, they'd been jumping for 3 hours. They were exhausted, it was hot, and they were tied. And they declared, rather than a jump off, they would share the world championship. Some people thought this was a downright heartwarming moment of sportsmanship. Other people thought it was weak as hell, and they should have kept going.
A share-off is what they
did? Yeah. They had a share-off, and they're like, we're friends, we both win.
Right.
At the Olympics, they did not get any such opportunity. It came down to Moon and Kennedy once again. And just like throughout the 1960s, Kennedy prevailed and triumphed over Moon. So Moon got the silver medal while Kennedy won the gold.
All right. Congratulations to them now again.
I guess.
Because last time I thought it was cool too.
Moon was the American though, so we lost.
I feel like
we finished second.
Dude, we got 27 gold medals, all right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have more by the end of this sucker. You know, we're going to be the best. Nobody.
Gold medals. I want to check that one.
I'm looking at the medal count right now.
You might want to get an updated medal count.
Oh, they have 28. Kevin, what's going to happen in the basketball Olympics? Do you think that we're going to win or lose?
I think both for the men and the women, we have an excellent, excellent opportunity.
All right, so at least 29 is what we're going to have.
Well, you know
what? Which would put us over them.
You make good sense. Today, the United States and Serbia men's team play in the semifinals at 2 o'clock. For the women, they defeated Nigeria in the quarterfinals. That is now 59 straight Olympic wins for the United States women's team. They have a semifinal matchup tomorrow against Australia. And so semifinal today for the men, semifinal tomorrow for the women. Let's go back to wrestling, brother. Sarah Hildebrandt, she became the second American woman to win gold in 2 days. Did you know this is the first time ever two U.S. women have won wrestling gold at the same Olympics?
I did not know that.
Never had it happen before. Now, done.
So now what?
Alex.
Now we need three.
I don't know what our prospects.
Like in Ford versus Ferrari, all three Fords pass at the same time.
Okay. Pretty sure they lifted that from the movie Cars. I'm almost positive about
that.
It's
a real story, Kevin. Like, that's not...
Are you saying Cars is not a real story?
It's not.
Oh, that's a fair point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, normally it's baseball nuggets, but Corey said, the hell with that. Mm-hmm. Let's do a different segment.
C-Block. We get into the wide receivers that will repeat as wide receiver ones. And I was humbled yesterday. Next on the Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan from the 940. I love Corey's half full optimism about love, life, and beyond from R-Dub in Arlington. Now, at the usual C-Block spot, we're going to have on Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
So now this is the first C-Block.
This is a double C-Block day. Yeah, here on the Fan.
All right. So let's do it. Hit the intro.
There's no intro. I also have been contacted by a federal agent friend that said, do not go through TSA. They said, be very, like, don't listen to me. If you can get there before they get through the TSA entrance,
sure,
that's when love can be made. All right? You can make love. You can make love before you get to the TSA entrance.
Oh, what?
Yes. So there you go.
Specific timeline.
I do want to let...
How about just a kiss or a hug and a kiss?
Is that not a show of love and affection?
Yeah, I just don't want you to get arrested.
For a hug and a kiss?
It felt like you were insinuating more.
Sex?
Get to your sex.
You can make love. Not war. All right, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I kind of see that one texter's point.
For the hardcore sports fan out there that needs us to talk about hardcore sports right now, I got you covered.
We were just talking about the Olympics.
I know.
What would you think about an Olympic segment called Either Or? Because, you know.
So the three wide receivers that will continue to produce as wide receiver ones this year.
Okay.
Based on fantasy football. Everybody's always looking for the next Tyreek Hill before their Tyreek Hill.
Sure.
Like getting the Tyreek Hill season when everybody's like, how the hell did that happen? Knowing the production's going to be there. You feel like Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill are going to produce for you, right? Like those two guys. But who are the other three that are going to continue to be that this year that maybe weren't there yet, but made their way into it? And this list from Pro Football Focus has one A.J. Brown, who had a down year for me a little bit last year. I did have to happen to pick him up, and I was a little disappointed in some of the production.
Which makes you think like they're not good actual football players,
no,
right?
No, he's really good. And you know what? There were some games that you were like, I'm glad I had him today. It's just I felt like I needed – I love the consistent 40-point production from Justin Jefferson. I felt like I got a couple years ago.
Sure.
Last year, the injury was definitely a problem. But this also kind of does line up with, are these guys producing? Are their teams winning because of it? Amon-Ra St. Brown is another one who a lot of people were kind of – they didn't really know. What is Jared Goff? What is the Detroit Lions offense? The Detroit Lions offense proved they can run and throw the football very well last year, and St. Brown was a massive part of it. When he was healthy, too, he had a couple of injuries that kind of set him back a little bit, but for the most part, man, that dude absolutely produced on the field. So he's number two. Also on this list, CeeDee Lamb. Everybody believes CeeDee Lamb is going to continue producing as a number one wide receiver in the league. So those three right there, not named Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill, are kind of in that top five of they're here, they've arrived, and they're going to continue arriving and being in the spot.
Honestly, I'm surprised the CeeDee Lamb deal hasn't got done yet. I still think it'll get done, but I thought it would have been done right about now. Like, you're going to go into your first preseason game, you're going to have the joint practices and everything like that. I would have thought it would have been done.
Okay, well, there you go. Those three receivers, we'll see how that works out for them. All right, so yesterday, Kevin, this is a story of me kind of being humbled.
Okay.
You and I were walking down the stairs at the Rangers game yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And in my mind, because there's so many people moving around, I'm like, my steps are going pretty quickly. I'm trying to get down the stairs. And there was somebody in front of me that was going a little bit slower. And I was thinking to myself, go, 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 go. Let's go. Come on, move, move, move. And then I thought, you know what? Adrian always tells me this. I will say that to Lucy on the stairs. Lucy has visual impairment as well as some other things that she has to deal with. But visual is the bigger part on steps. It's tough for her to see that. And so when she's going downstairs, she's holding on to a rail and usually holding on to one of the parents' hands. And she's taking her time. And Adrian always tells me, no, do not rush her. She's going to go at her own pace. If that's a problem for other people, let it be a problem for other people. They don't know what she's dealing with.
Yep.
And that line of they don't know what she's dealing with, like, really hit me yesterday, because I was going to tell you, hey, Kevin, you know, this is a kind of a situation that always pops up is when we're going downstairs, Lucy's going a little slower than everybody.
Okay.
And so but then it hit me again later in the day. I get home or to the, near the house, and I'm like, guess what we don't have at the house? Guess, Alec?
Cronuts?
Stairs.
Well, we don't have stairs. We also didn't have cronuts. We didn't have toilet paper. So I had to go to the grocery store. All right. So I'm pulling into the grocery store. I kind of want to be home. Pulling into the grocery store. There's a truck in front of me going slow. And I'm like, whew, this dude is taking a minute to find his parking spot. He found a handicapped parking spot. And I was like, okay, you know, but for whatever thing there, that's fine. Move on. The next car, though, because I find a spot. And then there's a car going really slow, turning to get to that spot, and I start cussing in my mind. I'm like, come on, like, I could take that spot right now. I can, you're going really slow, and I kind of see the person. It's an older person. I'm like, whatever. I go swing around and get to my parking spot, go inside, get tortillas because we had Taco Wednesday. All right, get some, we had soft tacos, Kevin. I get avocado, get my toilet paper. All right, it takes me 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To get my stuff, get to the checkout, and get out. So in that 10-minute span, that white car that was taking so slow to pull around finally found their spot.
Okay.
And the lady was walking into the door as I was walking out. Now, she has her cart. She's taking up the entire entrance to the to walk through.
Sure.
And in my mind, I went, that's the lady that I was just cussing out in my mind because she's going so slow. And as she's walking through, I can see her left eye was kind of floating all over the place. Her left foot kind of had a little bit of a situation, and she was holding on for dear life on that grocery cart as she's walking through. And she looked at me and she said, thank you. I'm having one of those days. I'm sorry. And it just collapsed my heart.
Yeah.
Realizing that here I am being so go, 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 go impatient as I'm rushing everybody else in life. And this lady's just trying to make it into the grocery store. And so that's at that point, I just kind of looked at her and was like, hey, you got this. You're doing just fine. You got this.
Yeah.
And she smiled real big and said, thank you. And then right after that, the dude behind her kind of brushed by her real fast and almost knocked her over. And I was like, whoa. And so, and I'm sorry for it, that the story is so long that you lost track of the point. That's the point. You're trying to rush through life too fast. Sometimes things take a little bit of time. Sometimes other people need a little more time than you're ready for. Sometimes you're out there trying to just, you're ignoring everything else that's going on around you when there are people that can be helped. When there are people that have something else that they're going through that you don't understand.
Sure.
And how many times do you think that we do that in the car? We're cussing at somebody that we're on the highway that we're like, hey.
Yeah.
And they're just like, look, man, we talked about this with Arizona's airport. They are a dementia-friendly airport, right?
Yeah.
Adrian heard that while she was in the airport one time, and she was like, I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Because here you are in the airport, and A, you got all this chaos going around you that's flying around you, right? And you don't know where you are right now. And then everybody else is in their own worlds trying to get to their flight, and they're pushing you by, and they're doing their thing. So it was just a bit of a humbling moment for me yesterday as I did take a step back and go, you know what? I need to stop rushing so much. Went out to Cowboys camp, did all that stuff, being on airplanes and all that stuff. So it kind of set me back for that just a little bit.
All right, let me read you some feedback and ignore the D-holes from the 682. I had the same epiphany today. I'm a delivery driver, so when people are driving super slow, I get really agitated. But then I tell myself, this person could be old, there could be small children in the car. You never know what someone else is going through. For the 817, this is delightful. This is why y'all are the best show on radio. Thank you for sharing this story for all of us to hear and learn from the 682. I've been feeling behind in life, and this story just helped me get some real perspective. From the 469, man, I needed this today, speaking straight facts. I feel that way in the car. So I'm glad you said that as well, because that is definitely something I can be way, way better at. Because in that moment, I was going to say people. I'll just say me. I don't know how everybody else feels. In that moment, I'm like, why don't you move over? Or why are you going so slow? Instead of, you know what? I can figure out a way, if it's that much of an inconvenience to me, to like, just go around you and just let you live your life. And
yeah, man, it's not that much of an inconvenience. Yeah. Just to chill for a minute and hold hands, sing Kumbaya and stuff like that, you know?
So I might not.
Maybe the Cowboys could use that. You know, maybe they need to hold hands a little bit more. Sing Kumbaya and they'll be a better team this year.
Yeah. Look,
everything else hadn't worked.
That might not be for me, but I can work on the first part. How about that? How about I work on the first part and being more patient and understanding of other people's situations, but I don't have to sing Kumbaya and hold people's hands. It feels like a compromise.
Are you sitting by the circle at least?
Yeah, I'll sit by the circle.
All right. Dax in the middle of the circle though, leading everybody in the song, and you're like, okay.
He's right, a good Dax. Leader.
Yeah.
From the 214, man, I was feeling like S today. Found out a coworker's kid has leukemia. Sometimes a little gratitude goes a long way. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will go to Oxnard and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.